Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Pei Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 10 lines from the top of Daf Pei Beis. You'll notice in the middle of the Omid, we've underlined Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. So let us first begin the Gemara before we take note of any of the markings. Omar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi, Kol Nedarim Baal Mefer Leishto, all vows that are of an Inui Nefesh nature, whereby observance of the vow would lead to her suffering, a husband has jurisdiction and can annul them. Chutz Min Hanoosi al ploini she'eno mefer. If a woman were to vow that I want to prohibit so-and-so from benefiting from me, the husband cannot annul that. Very simply, it's not inui nefesh, and it's not something of a domestic nature either. It's not beino leveino. Avol hanoas ploni olai mefer. However, if she vows not to benefit from so-and-so, that type of vow, the husband is allowed, is able to annul. The Ran, you'll see the Ran across from here, says, Avol hanoas ploni olai mefer, dekeva di'is bo inui nefesh, afopi shelo nodra ela me'acher, yofer. Even though she vowed not to benefit from someone else, but that can lead to her feeling deprivation or pain. Therefore, the husband is able to annul it. Now we have markings, and we glance at the side under our no say mivne heading. The house shape that you see are kushios al hadin shel Shmuel. Questions on Shmuel's teaching, on Shmuel's law. The isha shenodra nos ploni olai. Habal Mefer, a woman who had vowed thusly, the husband, according to Shmuel, can annul, and these sources that the Gemara will cite following the house marking would seem to indicate otherwise. So now the Gemara. Tanan. Perus Medina Zu Olai. A woman prohibits herself from benefiting from the fruits of a particular country. Well, that would be like prohibiting herself to benefit from a particular person. What does the Mishnah say about that? It says, Yovi lo mi medino acheres. The husband doesn't annul. He doesn't annul that vow. He simply brings her fruits from another country other than the one she vowed from. So this is a problem for Shmuel. Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef answers, and he defends Shmuel's halacha. That which she said, Paris Medina Zoo, that she prohibited the fruits from a particular country, she was referring to the Ka'omra Shetavi. She was saying, those, the fruits of that particular country that you bring to me. So her Kavona was, her intent was to prohibit only those fruits that her husband brings to her from that particular country. Well, if it's a very limited type of prohibition. So we saw in the Mishnah that in the Tanaic source that we saw quoted indicates the husband brings fruits from another country. And that's the reason, since there's that alternative, it's not inui nefesh and there's no annulment. Toshma, peros chenvoni ze olai. A woman vowed not to benefit from the fruits of a particular grocer. And that is paralleled in the question form of the Gemara to prohibiting herself from benefiting from so-and-so. And it says, Ein yochol lahafer. The husband cannot annul that vow. So that's a problem for Shmuel. Hochonami, the more answers here too, de ka'omra shetovi ato. She wasn't prohibiting herself from benefiting from that particular grocer. She was prohibiting herself from benefiting from the merchandise that her husband brings from that particular grocer. We have a question now on this answer. Notice it's a long question, but it's, in other words, the structure of the Gemara is such, and you see there's no house marking, we're quoting from the Mishnah, and with this quote we're going to be challenging the answer the Gemara just gave. Lo hoisa parnasose elomimenu hareze yofer. The Mishnah had said that if the parnasa is from him alone, so that kind of vow can be annulled. The way we explained this when learning the Mishnah, it's a case where the husband is able to acquire merchandise only from this particular grocer, so then he can annul the vow. Now, the E-Amris, if you're going to say that the vow was the Ka'omra Shetavi Ata, the abstention from the produce, only the produce that the husband brings home, Amai Yofer, why is there a basis or a reason for the husband being able to annul that vow? She can benefit from fruits that someone else would bring from that grocer. Ella, midaseifa, the lo maisi baal. Well, the fact remains that the seifa, which said lo hoisa panasa elo mimeno hareza yofer, is indicates to us that it's not, the mission is not understood in the terms that we suggested before, that she abstains only from the produce that the husband himself brings. So just like the seifa is not a case like that, but even stuff that she were to bring would be prohibited, and therefore the seifa says yofer. Have reisha the kamaisa he. The reisha then is also a case of produce that she, even things she would bring, not just things that the husband brings. And in the reisha we saw all the fruits of that particular country being prohibited, and that's like the vow of Hanoas Ploni Olai, benefiting from a particular person. And it said in the reisha of the Mishnah, lo yofer, that the husband cannot annul it. That is a problem for Shmuel. Shmuel said that a vow that is stated in the Hanoas Ploni Olai fashion, a husband is able to annul. Yet the Mishnah, with its examples, with its parallel examples, indicates the husband cannot annul. Ella. And note, we have a long answer marking. Ella reisha ein yochol lahafer udeka maisahi. The reisha, in fact, says that she can, that the husband cannot annul the vow, and we are referring to items, merchandise, that even she would be bringing from that place or that store. And again, the Mishnah says husband cannot annul. Umas nisin Reb Yosi he. The Mishnah, as you can see, we're at the top of Amud Beis. The Mishnah is in accordance with Reb Yosi. Shmuel was teaching a law in accordance with the Rabbanon that disagree with Reb Yosi. Diyomar Rav Huna kulei pirkin Reb Yosi he. Rav Huna taught, and we saw this in our previous year, that the entire perek is the teaching of Reb Yosi. Umay ein yochol lahafer. the Mishnah said, the Mishnah which is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, stated Ein Yochel HaHofer, that the husband cannot annul Mishum Inui Nefesh. He cannot annul it on the grounds of it being Inui Nefesh. Avo Mefer Nidorim Shebeino Leveino. But he is able to annul these vows on the basis of it being something, these vows interfere with their domestic relations, and hence he can annul it on those grounds. The explanation that we just gave is subject to, let's say, alternative explanations if one looks into the various commentaries, but for our purposes, let that suffice. The main point being that Shmuel's halacha of a woman vowing hanos ploni olai, a husband can annul, that is a teaching of Shmuel in accordance with the Rabbanan. And the citations that we saw that might have indicated otherwise, well, that's according to Rabbi Yossi. And even within Rabbi Yossi's seeming limitation of Einu Yochel HaHofer, that is as far as Hafara on the grounds of being Inui Nefesh. But still there is Hafara of those vows on the grounds of being considered Beino Leveino. We continue in the Gemara with a new topic heading, a nosei. Take note of the fact that this nosei is until Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Now, in the context of our shiurim, which we almost always try to adhere somehow to the Daf Yomi schedule, in order to complete this sukkah, we'd have to spill over quite a bit. We have to spill over, we'll say, too much. So as we open the Gemara, bear in mind we're going to be starting a discussion and leaving it off in the middle, and hopefully the end of this year will serve as the lead-in to the next year. So what does our nosour topic heading indicate? Nodra Mishnei Kikrois. A woman vowed not to eat two loaves. Im hi lo ocheles achas, tia re'eva, v'havi lo inui. If she doesn't eat any of the loaves, she'll be famished. V'havi lo inui, and that causes her pain. Aval im ocheles achas, tia sveo. If she eats one of the two loaves, that will provide her with satisfaction. V'ashnio lespe mishum inui. The second loaf doesn't represent a source of pain, i.e. the abstention from the second loaf after eating the first loaf doesn't represent a problem of inui. Ma din habal b'inyan haforas nidra al hakikros. What is the power of the husband? What legal powers of annulment does the husband have regarding the vow over these two loaves? The Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Nodra Mishte Kikrois. Woman vowed not to eat two loaves. Be'achas Mis'ane, u'be'achas Ein Mis'ane. Through the abstention from one loaf, meaning from not eating even one loaf, she'll experience inui. But the abstention from eating the second loaf won't result in inui. She'll have been satisfied from eating the first loaf. Mitoch shehu mefer lemisane, mefer l'sheino misane. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, note we called him Aleph. This is the first of a couple of opinions. His opinion is that since the husband has jurisdiction over the one loaf, i.e. he is able to annul the vow with regard to one loaf, so he is able to annul the vow totally, covering both loaves. And the woman, upon eating even both loaves, even the second loaf, if the husband annuls the vow, she will not be in any violation. V'rav Asi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Now here we have an additional marking. This is a second opinion, but we also have Roman numerals 1 and 2, and on the side of the Gemara we indicate that these represent two Lishonos b'Rav Asi, of two versions of Rav Asi, two versions of how to present Rav Asi. The double underline highlights Havlotas Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Bishnei Lishonos, Rabbi Yochanan's teaching in both versions. Now, you'll note by just studying the markings that there's no legal difference between Roman numeral number 1 and 2. In both of them, the result is Mefer L'Misana Vein Mefer L'Shein Misana, presenting, therefore, Rav Asi as simply a second opinion to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said the annulment of the husband covers can cover both loaves, and Rav Asi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says no, he can annul the vow only with regard to one loaf, not with regard to the second. So now the Gemara of Rav Asi Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Mefer L'Misana, V'ein Mefer L'She'ein Misana. The husband can annul with regard to one loaf, but not with regard to the second one. The Ikar the Amri, another version, is Bo Amine Rav Asi Yom Rabbi Yochanan. As opposed to presenting Rav Asi as simply a second opinion following Rav Yehuda Shmuel, this version has Rav Asi asking the question of Rabbi Yochanan, Nodra Mishtei Kikrois, Be'achas Misana U'Be'achas Ein Misana Mahu, a woman who vowed not to eat two loaves. Through the non-eating of even one of the loaves, so she'll experience Inui. However, the non-eating of the second loaf after having eaten the first loaf does not result in Inui. What is the din? What is the din regarding the husband's annulment powers? Omar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan answers, Mefer L'Misana V'ein Mefer L'Shein Misana. The husband has a right to annul the vow with regard to one loaf, but not with regard to the second one. As we indicated before, the sugya is long. It goes till Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. In the context of the Daf Yomi study, we are going to pause over here, realizing that, as you can see, immediately Esei means we're going to be asking on this. This is a series of questions that will be posed against Rabbi Yochanan. And Mirz Hashem, in the next year, we'll simply pick up from this point. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.